Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Kovex here. Mishnah Yomi is in chapter 1 of Pirkei Avot, Mishnayot 14 and 15, with Hillel and Shammai. Hu haya omer, Hillel used to say, im ein ani li, if I am not doing for myself, mi li, who am I? The idea being, if you're not learning Torah and doing mitzvot, no one is going to do them for you and give you that merit. It's not an entitlement, you have to put in the work. Hillel adds, kasheni la'atzmi, and once I have done something for myself, ma'ani, so what am I now? The idea being to stop and take stock of what you've accomplished compared to what you still have to accomplish, to what your obligation is. There's always more to do. It's always proper to make a cheshbon nefesh, see what you're doing, and that's great, and you should have pride in what you're doing, but how does that compare to what you still have left to do? There are other understandings and translations of this phrase as, if I am la'atzmi to only for myself, not helping other people, ma'ani, then what have I become? The idea being that once a person has acquired some Torah and mitzvot, it is an obligation to share them with other people. Vimlo achshav, and if not now, Hillel asks, ematai, then when will it happen? If not now, when? And the Rashi and the Bar-Nur bring an explanation that if you don't do it in this world, well, you can't change anything in the world to come. The Bar-Nur and the Rambam bring an explanation that when someone's young, it's relatively easier to make changes. You can change your personality. It's easier when you're young, but you know what? Right now, no matter what your age is, you're younger today than you're going to be tomorrow. So, imlo achshav, ematai. The Mesilat Yesharim in chapter 4 about zehirut, being careful, he brings this concept as a motivation to take stock and be aware of what you're doing and be zahir and be very careful in your actions. And he brings a very scary pasuk from Shlomo HaMelech in Kohelet, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Kol shetim sayadcha la'asot, anything you have the power to do, any good thing, of course, b'kochacha say, do it with all your might. Ki ein ma'asei, there's no action, v'cheshbon, or calculation, v'dat, or knowledge, v'chokhma, or understanding, b'shol, down in the next world. Asher ata cholech shama. And keep in mind, that's where you're going. So now is the time to actually be putting in the effort and doing, and putting in the effort to become aware with cheshbon and nefesh of what you still have left to do. Now on to Mishnah 15, Shammai Omer, the famous Shammai, Asei Toratcha Keva, make your Torah a fixed part of your life. This is also in Mesilat Yesharim chapter 5, when he talks about things that can detract from Zehirut, from being careful, and one of them is just being busy with work and being busy with other things all the time and not having the time for Torah. Now, everyone has time for Torah, but you have to make it kavua. You have to make it fixed and unmovable. And this is one of, Baruch Hashem, this is one of the benefits of having a program like the Mishnah Yomi or the Daf Yomi. If it's really Yomi and it's every single day, then it is Toratcha Keva, and you're doing what Shammai recommends. And the idea being, even if you have to work 8 or 9 or 12 hours a day, if you automatically have an hour for learning Torah, it's going to change your life, and it's going to be the main part of your life, even if you're literally working more hours than you are learning. Now, Shammai adds in the Mishnah, Emor me'at, say a little bit, va'asei harbe, but do a lot of actions. Don't talk big and do a little bit, talk a little bit and do a lot. There's an amazing Gemara. Okay, every Gemara is amazing. There's a very amazing Gemara in Bava Metzia, page 87, that talks about Avraham Avinu said, yeah, I'll get you a little bite to eat, to the three angels. And he made them a feast that was bigger proportionally than the feasts of Shlomo HaMelech. The Gemara there in Bava Metzia explains that Shlomo HaMelech would slaughter thousands of animals, but there were tens of thousands of people, whereas Avraham Avinu got a separate animal, a separate tongue for each of his visitors. So proportionally, it was actually a bigger thing, but he didn't brag and say he was going to give them a big feast. He just said a little bit of food, a little bread, and he gave them a very deluxe meal. Finally, Shammai adds, "V'hevi mekabel et kol adam," and accept every person, "b'sever panim yafot," with a pleasant countenance on your face. So this could mean even if someone's in a bad mood or they don't want to be bothered, if you still put on a smile and do what you can do, that, you know, it brings shalom between people and it makes a big impact. And I've heard contemporary rabbis say that if someone's asking for tzedakah, it's better to give him a dollar with a smile and a handshake and a hug than to give him $100 with a frown. But of course, that's also a big mitzvah. Yishar kochachem, tizku le mitzvot.